This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. My name is Adam Ritz. Jay Baker's on the phone with me. Jay, I'm excited for today's show. How are you?
I am doing great, and yes, I too am excited. It's a great time of the year.
It is a great time of the year. This is spring renewal. So whether you are in the southern part of the country or in the northern part of the country, it is just that time of the year where you can reset, start fresh, start anew, not unlike a New Year's resolution. So as you spring clean your house, you know, maybe you've got some springtime resolutions that you're looking forward to. Jay, I wanted to start the show with a shout out to a gentleman named Matt Rawlings. He's an old friend of mine, and he messaged me this past week and said, "Hey, I heard you and Jay do the public affairs show, and it really sounded great." So Matt Rawlings, not only an old friend, but he's now a listener of the show, and we want to welcome him aboard. And thank him for his kind criticism or feedback,
well,
I should say.
Well, that's very nice, yeah. His feedback, yeah.
His feedback. I'm not going to ask him for his criticism. he's been in radio for 40 years, and I don't know if I could handle that criticism, but I'll take the feedback for sure. Jay, there's a new scam alert. We cover scam alerts quite often on this show. And this one's first person. It happened to me, so I wanted to share it with you and see if you've dealt with this through your email. I got an email this week. In fact, I got two of them from a no reply from an HR department telling me about the board of directors and the decision they made about my company. So first of all, my company is just me. You know, I do have an LLC for the media consultancy I do, which is a very small company, Jay. I'm not trying to, you know, toot my horn that I've got some giant company. It's Ritz Media. You know, I do voiceover and audio production and keynote speaking and emceeing and hosting and advertising consultancy and script writing and just the normal stuff that goes along with media. And somehow these scammers, you know, found my LLC, my email, and they sent me an email telling me the board of directors of my company has made a decision that I need to, you know, check in on or whatever. They sent me a link. And I'm just amazed at the efforts and the amount of scams that just keep getting flooding everyone's inboxes, messages, text messages, emails, phone calls, marketing scams. They're everywhere and they don't stop. And I guess the advice here, Jay, you know this, you do this. You just got to be on your toes, keep your head on a swivel. When you get those emails, stop and think. For how many red flags are involved here? What is a no reply email? Do you get those no reply emails?
Yeah, that is one of your first clues. And also, like you just pointed out, you have to ask yourself, in the realm of what I'm dealing with, does this make sense? Would someone within my company contact me via this way?
Yeah. No way they would contact me that way. In fact, they say, you know, when you get an email about the IRS, you owe the IRS money. That's not how they would contact you. So, just investigate every email you get that's telling you that there's a problem or your board of directors has an issue with you. My first red flag, Jay, and this was pretty easy, is that I don't have a board of directors.
Yeah. But you did home in on something. There are certain words that elicit an emotional response. And usually anything from HR will get your full attention because, you know, we live in an era now where you think, uh-oh, someone's made a big decision, and this does affect me.
You know, that's a great point, Jay. If I did have a board of directors or an HR director, I absolutely would have been a little mentally affected by that email. I would have been distraught. I would have thought, oh my God, what happened? And I might have clicked on that link for sure.
Yeah, and most people that are in the broadcast world are not keen on HR because that's where we find out someone has complained about our show or someone is upset in the building or something along those lines. And so therefore, you tend to have a visceral response to HR. And I think probably these scammers know that.
They do. They prey upon that emotion. And the other thing they prey on is the sense of urgency. They'll tell you that if you don't respond soon, something bad will happen. Usually it's either a legal issue or a financial issue.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and I'm sorry that happened to you, but not uncommon. And I think these inquiries the scammers make are getting more and more sophisticated, as you pointed out. It comes in the form of an email, a text, you know, and it's all designed to touch on something that you would have a personal response to. We talked about one of some of the early scams were geared towards senior citizens. And one of the phrases they used was, "We will discontinue your Social Security account."
Yeah.
Which caused people, obviously, to go, oh, no, I don't want that to happen. So they would respond to the scam.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's only source of income at that age.
Yeah, and you and I know it's easy for us to say, but we also know, no, Social Security is not going to disband your account. That's just something that would be unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, in other words, that number is tied to so many things like your taxes, your retirement, your identity, that no one's going to, quote, disband that number. But if you think, hey, somebody is going to erase my identity, well, of course you're going to be on the phone with that fake number.
Yeah. Without question. Head on the swivel, Jay. Head on the swivel.
Absolutely. Well, here is some good news. I had saved this story because it shows the absurdity of these scammers and also people that are attempting to defraud insurance companies. Because if you're like me, your homeowners and or your car insurance has crept up a little bit over the last few years, and most of that is because of insurance fraud. And here is a situation where three people have been sentenced to jail after being convicted of insurance fraud using a bear suit.
I did see the story. This is a great story. This is fantastic.
Last year, a video went viral showing a Rolls Royce being broken into and ransacked by, quote, a bear. Now, an investigation called Operation Bear Claw looked into the incident and confirmed that it was actually a person cleverly disguised in a bear costume. So they took an extraordinarily expensive auto. The bear, quote, broke in and tore everything up and then made a big insurance claim.
The Ring doorbell sort of video of the event, it's a person in a bear suit that broke into a car and destroyed the interior of the car, which happens. Yeah. I mean, has happened at, you know, forest, you know, state parks across America. There's all kind of damage to cars from wildlife, but it was a person. The thing is, it was this is not a bear suit that somebody bought at the Spirit Halloween. You know, this was probably a $300-$500 legit, almost like a mascot costume,
right?
Like from the Southeast Missouri State Bears. It could be, if you are a mascot for a team, called the Bears, you might be investigated as a criminal for destroying this Rolls Royce. It is the funniest video I've ever seen.
So later in Wisconsin, when you say a badger broke into my car, it's guy was 7 foot tall.
A 7 foot badger destroyed the leather interior of my Rolls Royce.
So once again, some insurance defrauders end up in jail, and probably rightly so.
Yeah.
This show has been pivotal in providing you information about critters that bother us here in the United States. Remember, Adam, we were one of the first shows to highlight murder hornets. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. That was a huge story in America.
Scary sounding bugs, and they were pretty scary. Thankfully, the murder hornet problem was pretty short lived. But the latest critter issue is Asian worms that can leap a foot in the air are spreading across the United States.
Now, I have not seen this story. It was buried by the guy in the bear suit on my news desk, but I have not heard about the Asian worms that can jump a full... How high?
They can jump a foot into the air.
They don't have legs. Don't you need an Achilles tendon to jump?
You would think that you would need more structure than a worm possesses, but they have turned up in 38 states. They're known as Asian jumping worms.
And what happens, you know, when they jump? Are they hurting people? Is this an epidemic we should worry about?
Mostly it's under the category of invasive species. They can grow up to 6 inches long. They're red, brown, and sometimes metallic looking. They eat important nutrients in the soil and leaves around plants that need to sprout and grow. So their big thing is they take the nutrients away. You don't want these invasive pests at your home. So experts say if you do spot jumping worms in your garden, they suggest that you could drown them in vinegar.
I cannot wait. I want to see one. I gotta see one jump a foot. What happens if you feed if they eat a Mexican jumping bean? Can they jump twice as high? That's stupid.
Oh my so goodness. Stupid. Let's combine invasive species, shall we?
Oh my gosh. It's just rubbing it in my face that I can't jump very high. I can't jump a foot off the ground, but a worm can.
A worm can. Asian jumping worm. So if you do see one, we've warned you about it. Get your vinegar out and do your best.
Okay. We'll be looking out for Asian jumping worms.
Here's a kind of a serious bug issue because it can lead directly to human harm. Tick bites are on the rise in the United States. I don't know if you saw that story.
I did not see that, no. Now I'm really wigged out here, Jay. Two bug stories in a row. I count a worm as a bug. I've got some heebie-jeebies going on right now.
Yeah, ticks kind of give everyone the heebie-jeebies. The Centers for Disease Control said that they are seeing the highest number of tick bites since 2017. It's three times the number recorded from about a year ago in March. So the Northwest and the Midwest have been the most impacted. It's a big issue because ticks can carry Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and there's also another syndrome it causes called alpha gal syndrome. Once again, there won't be a quiz on this, but you don't want any of that.
We just have to pray to God these ticks don't breed with the Asian jumping worms.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's the end of times.
That would be the jumping tick. Yes, absolutely. The Center for Disease Control says that you can protect yourself by wearing insect repellent And then, of course, avoiding places where ticks visit, including grassy, wooded, or bushy areas.
Okay, great advice.
We know that Ozzy Osbourne has passed. We also know that Ozzy had, among other health problems, Parkinson's disease. His family's been doing a lot to help the Parkinson's Foundation. They released, and this kind of cracked me up a little bit, because the headline said, "Who wants to smell like Ozzy?"
No one raised their hand for that, not even Sharon.
No one did. But on a positive note, they have a limited edition scent called the Ozzy Number 88 Cologne. It's from a London fragrance house. You don't think in terms of a fragrance house.
Yeah.
But they've got them. They went on sale last week. All the bottles sold out. Each bottle costs $370, with 20% of the sales being donated to the Parkinson's Foundation.
And this is the type of thing, like, you know, my sister got me some cologne called Yacht Man because, you know, she knows I like yacht rock. The cologne smells like cologne. It does not smell like a man on a yacht. So is the Ozzy cologne, does this smell like cologne or does it smell like Ozzy?
Well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? I'm not sure. But bully for the family in finding some innovative ways. I think on the show we talked about the Ozzy wristwatch. Remember, it was a limited edition timepiece that was kind of crazy expensive, but the proceeds went to charity.
Yeah, that's fantastic for the Ozzy estate to still be involved with helping out humanity.
Elton John will perform at the Las Vegas Raiders Silver and Black Gala. That will occur on May 17th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Proceeds benefit the Raiders Foundation, which supports military members and veterans' health and wellness initiatives and youth development efforts in the greater Las Vegas community. So Elton John out doing some good things.
You know, he fits right in with Raider Nation, too. If you've seen the guys in the front row at a Raiders game with all those sequins on and big sunglasses, all their Raider gear. Now, although Elton's outfits are more colorful, he doesn't really just go black and silver. Maybe he'll have some black and silver sequins on for that event.
You don't think in terms of that, but good bully for Elton.
Yeah.
And I think bully for the Raiders, because I think the them relocating to Las Vegas has sort of opened the door to more, would you say, show business oriented things. I think that's how I put it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there's always crossover between the world of entertainment and the world of sports. Jay, I just rediscovered an Elton John song this week. You may or may not remember the song Empty Garden, Hey, Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, it was a tribute to John Lennon.
Yes. Okay, you are fantastic at music trivia. I looked it up because I heard it and I remembered it. No one plays it anymore. We encourage our listeners, if you like Elton John or classic hits, stream the song. It'll bring back some memories. I think if our memory serves correct, it peaked at number 13 in 1982. As Jay said, Elton wrote it for his friend John Lennon after the murder to honor his friend John Lennon. I did read that he doesn't perform it anymore because it brings up too many painful memories of that murder. But yeah, Elton John and John Lennon were good friends, and it was a tribute to John Lennon. It's a great song. It really, as they say, it brings out the feels. So yes. It's a great song.
Recall is that it was a very emotional very touching
and
song.
And honest to God, I hadn't heard that song in at least 25 years. So there's just so many songs from back in the day. For the Gen Xers listening, there's so many songs from the 70s and 80s that you see the title and you'll go, I don't remember that song. And then if you put it in your search engine and play it on your YouTube or Spotify, as soon as it starts, you're like, oh my gosh, I remember this song. And it makes you feel like a little kid again. Anyway, absolutely. Please continue. There's my Elton John tribute.
Well, Adam did mention spring cleaning. And, you know, it's great time to spruce up around your house. But believe it or not, you can do a little spring cleaning for your finances.
Oh, here we go. I need to hear this. Lay it on me, Jay.
I think everybody does need to hear it. This is from a Chelsea Cooper, who is the chief financial planning officer at Zenith Wealth Partners.
Oh, she doesn't sound fun.
No, she's kind of a no-nonsense person when it comes to finances. And here are her this is financial advice to help tidy your finances, and you can help build smarter habits, okay, which is good for everybody. Her recommendation, automate your savings and investments.
Okay, that's all right. I can do that.
Review your subscriptions. This is always good news. There actually was an app that was very popular about a year ago that helped people track their subscriptions, because so much goes out each month that you may or may not be aware of.
That is so true. I did just get a charge on my credit card we were talking earlier about my media consultancy. I have a credit card just for that. I use it as a business card, and I got a $99 charge on it last month. I don't even remember the company. It was some service I used in the past. I never deleted my account or ended the account. And now every year there's a $99 annual fee. I get charged $99. And by the time I see it, it incenses me. I'm like, oh, I got to remember to cancel that. And then a week goes by and I forget about it. And then 51 weeks later, I get charged again.
You repeat the process.
So don't tell Chelsea that. She'll be mad at me.
She'll be mad. So do review your subscriptions. She suggests checking your credit report, which is never a bad idea. Your credit report will kind of let you know if somebody is potentially trying to take over any of your anything that could be taken as identity theft. It will tend to show up in your credit report. Plan ahead for summer spending, which is always a good idea. Think in terms of how much you might do if you're going to add something to the house or garden, or perhaps travel. Do a little plan ahead. Revisit your emergency fund. An emergency fund can be kind of whatever you need it to be, but we have found that few Americans are able to create an emergency fund, but even a small one is a great idea.
You know, Jay, here's what Melissa and I do. When we're having financial troubles, we will have what we call a financial meeting where we discuss a plan to get together, and we have this meeting at Disney World.
There you go.
So we we'll go down to Orlando and spend 3 or 4 days at Disney World and try to come up with a plan to save money, and it never works.
Yeah, it's the happiest and sadly sometimes the most expensive place in the world. We love it, but it drains the wallet a little bit. Hey, and this sort of dovetails with what you said. You can give this a try. They call it the 7-day rule for large purchases. And I don't know if you've heard that before.
No, I haven't. I can't wait.
Basically, you and or your spouse decide, hey, we really want to get that pool, or we really want to get a boat, or we really want to take a vacation to France, or whatever it is. They suggest doing a 7-day cooling off period where you really review how badly do you want that purchase. And at the end of 7 days, if you still are in agreement, you proceed, but you stopped yourself from making a major purchase as sort of an impulse.
This is great advice, Jay. I love this idea. Love the 7-day rule. And when you said that, one of the things that popped in my head is that it seems like every time I've made a what you would call a significant purchase, within 7 days after the sale, something else in my life pops up that I need to take care of, like the air conditioner going out.
Right.
And if I had just waited 7 days, then I would have been able to get the air conditioner, the thing I needed, instead of the BS that I didn't need.
You can now go out on your boat instead of air conditioning your home.
Yeah. You know, which one do you need? Which one? Boy, I'd really love to have a boat, too. You hit home when you said boat.
I love to have a boat. Yeah.
You know what? I wish I would have talked 6.5 days ago about getting a boat, because that means in 12 hours I could buy one.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. I had to look up what the 7-day rule was, but it makes a great deal of sense. Also, think about this one. This is a great habit. Make a plan ahead of time for bonuses or tax refunds.
Okay.
Depending on how you do your planning, a lot of times you know ahead of time, yeah, we're going to get a little money back on this tax refund. But if you think about it, if you suddenly have that money in hand, you may make an impulse buy instead of planning it out.
For sure. Yeah.
Update your beneficiaries, which is something I did this year. And adjust your tax withholding, which is another thing that we ended up doing this year as well. So there's your tips from Chelsea Cooper. She's with Zenith Wealth Partners. And yeah, she probably doesn't have as good a sense of humor as we'd like her to have, but she knows her finances.
She's not going to meet you at Disney World to go over your finances with you.
Yeah.
She's too smart.
Absolutely. Now, when was the last time you had an eye exam?
Ooh, good question. I'd say about 18 months ago.
That's not too bad. A lot of Americans have put off eye exams, but a new survey finds that about 22% of Americans have not been to the optometrist in at least 5 years. So that's quite a few people.
That is a long period of time to go without, speaking to an expert about one of the things that's most important in your life, your eyesight.
Yeah, they are saying it's especially important now because the average American spends 7 hours a day or nearly 50 hours a week in front of screens.
Yeah.
That, of course, that would be TV screens as well.
Can't be
good.
But
we are addicted to staring off into space, aren't we?
Cannot be good for the eyes. Cannot. And Jay, as we wrap up this show, you and your eyesight eye doctor story reminds me of the 20-20-20 rule that we have discussed many times on this program. When you're looking at your screen, especially at work,
right.
You're at work in the office for 8 hours, you're looking at a computer screen or your phone for 8 hours, every 20 minutes, look 20 yards away for 20 seconds. That lets your eyes refocus and look at something, that's not so darn close to your face. I mean, if you're looking at your screen for 8 hours a day, you're almost cross-eyed because the screen is so close to your face. So look 20 yards away every 20 minutes for 20 seconds. That'll help your eyes. I am not a licensed doctor. Please check with your clinician or what is it?
Your optometrist.
Check with your optometrist. Don't rely on Dr. Jay or Dr. Adam for your eye needs. But the 20-20-20 rule is something I try to implement in my life. For about a half an hour now, Jay, I've been looking at this computer screen, so I'm going to end the show and take 20 seconds here to look somewhere else. Jay, I wish I was looking at your face. Love that you joined me on the phone for this program. For our listeners, you can check in with us on X, at Adam Ritz, anytime you like. Thanks for listening.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit AdamRitzShow.com.